The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I've been doing it before bed to wind myself down.
This is about the only time that I get it.
Well, don't fall asleep with your knitting needles.
Oh, I know. Danger.
Josh is,
stranger danger.
Josh has a dangerous hobby.
I've only fallen asleep eating a sucker before. I woke up and the stick was still in my mouth, but the sucker was gone.
You know how many times I fell asleep with like cough drops in my mouth?
Oh, yeah. I do
all the time.
I hate that way. Well, the way I'm your sick. Cheek feels, though.
Yeah, like, afterwards.
Mm-hmm. No, with my dead ex, I fell asleep with one of those caramel apple suckers in my mouth, and he said he like tried to get it out of my mouth so I didn't choke, and I growled at him in my sleep like a dog.
That's funny.
Do you think you might have a sugar problem?
Oh, no, I always say, hello, I'm Josh Waters. I'm a future diabetic of America. I love me some sugar. I have been cutting back, though. You saw I ate vegetables with lunch just now.
Honey bun.
Broccoli.
The first thing I saw you doing today.
Listen.
Eating
that
a honey
is
bun.
It was this breakfast.
Back for me. Like,
I just had one.
Yeah.
One honey bun.
God help him.
When's the last time you had a honey bun, Kim?
No clue. I have no idea.
I have one almost every day.
I bought a thing of 2 donuts. I think it might have been a Little Debbie or something that had 2 donuts in it. And I ate half of one night and half of one another night. And I still have one.
Oh, Kim, turn the light on behind you.
Oh.
I just had some really good donuts. I was on my way home from seeing Daddy the other night, and
Daddy.
I'd worked up an appetite, so I was like, I'm stopping and getting in there. Donuts with sprinkles. I was like, you know what? I feel like after that, I've earned sprinkles.
You
so
earned
me some sprinkles.
You know, I think that our listeners now, when they see a man that would be a daddy type for Josh, they probably think that, that looks like a Josh daddy.
That looks like a Josh daddy.
One of
that
our listeners like did say, I think she might have even sent us a picture of her husband. She was like, my husband's a daddy. I think Josh would like him. He was cute.
What?
We're going to start getting listeners who just see random men out in public, and they're going to try to take pictures of them.
I would say send them to me, but I think that is so creepy when people just like, oh, look at that person.
I know.
Take a picture.
Oh, my God. Look at that sexy man. Let me take a picture. I hate when people do that to me.
Yeah, well,
it's a double standard. I feel like public service announcement. It's creepy whether, you know, if a man were to do it to a woman, he'd be, you know, accosted.
Yeah.
People would go after him. But now, gay men and women do it to other men, and they're like, oh, that's all right. No, it's still creepy.
On the other hand, I feel like most straight men don't mind. They're like, you want a picture of something else?
Right. No, that's true. Even though they might not mind. I mean, I wouldn't want someone. People have done that to me before when I was dressed real outlandishly. Like in beauty school, we had 80s day and I was done up, my hair, makeup, everything. And we had to run into the gas station and this man like trying discreetly, but then didn't know his flash was on. I just look over at him like,
idiot.
If you're not, like, let me pose at least.
Now, I learned that dating apps for different sexes, like, I learned how they are different. So,
completely.
Like,
completely
the experience for the different sexes is just completely different. So, many years ago, I worked in hell with Kim. Before I joined her team, I worked on a different team. And I had some female friends who were on these dating sites. And they were telling me, and I love learning new things, and I hadn't been on one before. So I was just like, oh, well, what's it like to be on these dating sites?
Hell.
I've had male friends, and at the time I had a roommate who was on these dating sites, and I learned his experience just from his angle. So I was learning what their experience was. And so one day this one girl comes in and she's like, oh my gosh, like I finally have gone through the sea of getting all these D pics all the time. Like, you know, finally, like, it's like, hey baby, how you doing?
Exactly. D-pic.
You know, she's got all these D-pics. And
that's what really Grindr is, pretty much.
Well, and that's just not what these girls were looking for. Right. They're wanting a relationship. Yeah. And that's just not what these men were looking for. And so finally one day she's like, oh my gosh, I've been talking to this guy all weekend. He seems so genuine, so nice.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the day has gone through and it was on lunchtime. And she was looking forward to looking at her phone to see, you know, how if he was going to ask her about her day.
Dick.
She opens up. Sometimes, Josh, I just get so mad at you, I just want to throw something. You just, like, take away the punchline. She opens up her drawer to see it, because we weren't supposed to be texting. She opens up her drawer to see if he sends her a pic. Or, to see if he sent her a text. You know, because, again, she wanted to see, like, hey, how's your day going? You having a good day?
Yeah.
And she slams that door closed.
Check me out.
And and she's like, oh. And I was like, what's wrong? And she goes, I just saw some balls. And I was like, oh my God, is it from that guy? And she goes, yes, I've been talking to him all weekend.
Now he wants it.
Well,
there's nothing more annoying.
Like, she's like, and I don't know what it is about these guys who just think, oh, look at this. This looks so good, don't it? Don't you want this?
I think so.
that's
the problem.
What I learned from women is that only gay men and other men seem to think that women like to look at it. That seems to be the general consensus. So that was what I learned that day. And so she was just so disappointed because she's like, oh my God, I finally got. But then, like, several weeks later, she was talking to this other guy. And she was talking to him for a couple of weeks. And sometimes my BS radar goes off. And Kim will tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, once my BS radar goes off, it's hard for me to reel it back in. And so one time she just starts talking about this guy she's been talking to. She's like, yeah. And I was just like, oh, what's he do? Where he work? You know, because sometimes these girls are just talking to these guys.
Gullible.
And they're like, yeah, he lives with mommy and he's 34. And I'm like, no.
Red flag.
Yep. And I'm just like, you know, have higher standards, you know. And I just tell all my friends that regardless of their sex. And so she was like, oh, he's a manager at a grocery store. He managed the whole grocery store. And I was like, that's what he told you. But do you, like, have you looked on their website to see if he's actually the manager? Because I'm, you know, like, I'm
bagging,
like,
groceries.
And she's like, well, no, I'm just trusting him. Like, that's
idiot.
I'm not going too far.
Yeah, you don't trust anybody.
He ain't earned your trust.
And I was like, oh, well, I could see how, you know, you don't want to, like, stalk him or anything. And I was like, but what's his name? Because I'm not in a relationship. I'm not getting into a relationship with him. I'll stalk him. So she's like, this is his name. This is a grocery store he says he manages. And I was like, huh. So I look up and, like, the name of the manager is not listed. So I was like, well, dang it. Well, we had phones at our a hill that we worked at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I accidentally called.
Oh, you're accidentally called.
I accidentally called.
You don't work here.
Hi, can I speak to And he wasn't in, and I was like, and that's the manager, right? And they're like, no, he's a bag boy. Oh, boy. And I looked right on over at her, and I was like, oh, he's a bad boy, huh? He's a bad boy. And I was like, he lying to you?
Here's the problem with those sites for women, okay? Women, basically, we want that relationship. We want
companionship.
Companionship.
And, yeah. Codependency.
Yeah. Right. And all these guys that are on these things.
They want that one night thing.
They want that one night thing. You're good enough for that, but you're not good enough for a relationship.
Yeah.
That's how I treat them.
Or they don't exist.
They want that $20 in the mail.
Yeah,
so exactly. They could come over.
They want you to download the Bitcoin app. And
right. Or they don't exist.
I have self-confidence, but I know I'm not a 10. And, you know, I don't like being with a man that's incredibly gorgeous because I feel self-conscious. And give me a rugged looking man. I feel so pretty. I'm like, next to him, I am a 10. He is the luckiest man in the world. Well, at least with those, you know, you said women are looking for companionship and codependency and all that other crap I hate. But at least, you know, when that man sending you that D pic is being straight and up forward, he's not playing games. He's like, this is what I'm looking. You want it?
You want it?
I mean, yeah, at least, right. At least those type of guys are. But then you have those ones that, you know, will talk to you and tell you all the stuff. And they don't even exist. I would talk to Match.com was the one that I was on for a while. And there was a guy that messaged me. And I would always talk to them enough to pull out information enough. Because I had a friend that could find anything, you know. And once I got enough information, I'd slide it on over to Shane and say, here, see what you can find on him. And do you think he ever found anything on any of them when I talked to him? No. No, because they were not real.
Send me money.
I was like, not real. But this also, like, Kim also will get, like, a text, and I'm like, scam.
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 That ain't your daughter. She don't love you.
Well, what I learned is that a lot of these scams that are on the dating sites, like, they know that people are on there because they're looking. And some, I don't want to say the word desperate.
Right.
But sometimes when you're on there for a long time, you do get kind of desperate. Like, you're really looking for companionship. Sure. And so they really bank that. Sure.
Companionship for a few hours.
So they look for that. And then when they talk to you and you feel like you are having a relationship with them, and sometimes they play a long game. Like, they'll talk to you for weeks, months.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like you know them and you know better. And you can trust them and you know them as a person. And so all of a sudden when they're like, hey, I'm having a really bad time. You know, my daughter's in jail and I really can't bail her out and I don't know what we're going to do. Well, how much money do you need? We just need $200. I'll send that to you. I'll do that right now. Well, then, you know, next week they need a little bit more. And then before you know it, it's just a common thing.
I had very, very little self-esteem to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got on those things, it just did nothing but made it worse.
Yeah. Well, you ran into a lot of fake people.
It makes me feel so pretty.
Because I ran into a lot of fake people. And then the guys that I was good enough for a one-night stand, but not good enough for a relationship. And it did nothing but hurt my self-esteem even more. Mm-hmm. So I just got off of them. I thought, if I'm meant to be with somebody, he'll come along, someday.
As a compliment, when a man looks at my picture and instantly is like, I need to do that. I'm like, oh, thank you. How kind of you.
But I think that's the difference between Grindr, probably. I mean, I've not been on Grindr. I mean, the name itself tells me that's probably the difference.
When he learned it wasn't the sandwiches.
Grindr and eHarmony, you know, you know, you're kind of looking at two different names of two different things of that kind of tells you what you're looking for.
There is one that women are the one, like men can see the women's profiles, but only the women are able to initiate the conversation with the men. Which,
see, I bet I messaged at least 20 guys on there.
A day.
And I never got any response from any of them.
Our friend who got scammed out of some money, I mean, he even talked to this girl on the phone and he thought that she was legit. And the problem is some of these people are just on there to get money. And so they will talk to you on the phone.
Yeah.
And They'll even FaceTime you. They're not interested in nothing but money.
Yep.
Wow, you're so beautiful. Mmm, so sexy.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. I getting off of those apps was definitely the best thing. And I finally had just got to the point where if I find somebody, I find somebody. If I don't, I don't. I'm okay.
I look at men the way I do ice cream. You know, every once in a while, I get a craving for it, and I go out to get it, but I don't keep it in the house.
Mm. And it'll melt in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Sure do! Sure do!
I get lonely. Sure, I get lonely, but well, I got you too.
And Josh likes vanilla. He likes chocolate.
I don't want the same flavor. Like, sometimes I want soft serve, and other times I want Rocky Road.
All right. Also, I have found a favorite restaurant, and we should go sometime.
I've been to Subway.
I'm telling you what. Subway needs to be a five-star restaurant because of how much they charge in.
I know, $30 for two people to go to
Subway. They have gotten so expensive. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what you know, this is cold lunch meat sandwich, for Christ's sake. Yeah,
good gosh. Anyway.
I went there once, and Mom had said, you guys went there, and they had raised the prices. And I went like that same week, and I was like,
haven't you heard of $5 foot long?
I could have went into a restaurant to eat.
I could go to Texas Roadhouse and eat for what you can eat there.
Well, it's, they're having like a new promo, $6, 6-inch. Talk about inflation.
No, well, they got to pay for Jared's legal bills. Right. Suddenly, the $5 foot long, they can't pay for that no more. I'm not
associated with him anymore, you know.
Allegedly. All right, so my favorite.
I'm sorry.
You done hamster?
No, I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to quit coughing.
Are you good now?
I think so.
All this talk of dicks got it
right.
Yeah, it got me all worked up.
All right, so my favorite restaurant that I have found, we got to go. It's only like 45 minutes away from my house, so it's a little further for Josh. But it's in Culver, Indiana.
Where's that?
It's a small town near a big lake, a little north from here.
Okay.
And the restaurant's called the Lakeside Grill.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It is so good. It's right on a lake.
I've seen you post those pictures of that. And you're like, this is my favorite restaurant. And I'm like, bitch, you never told me that you had a favorite restaurant.
Well, it's because I've only been there like three times.
And you've never taken me to this favorite restaurant.
Well, now I'm telling you, we ought to go.
It can't be your favorite until I've gone there too.
It's right on the water. So you can see the huge pond. It's really nice. So I had a veggie burger. Mm. I love a good veggie burger. Mm. And they make it well. Like, I've had bad ones where there's someone, they don't know what they're doing.
Dry.
Yeah. And this was not it. This was done well. It's seasoned perfectly.
And well done.
Yeah. Well, and I have them with a little bacon on it.
You get a veggie burger with bacon.
I do.
Lord, make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Because a veggie burger doesn't have any sinful feelings to it, you know?
No, I prefer the plant-based meat because there's nothing more I hate than biting into a meat and there's like a bone or a gristle.
Yeah, well, you know, like sometimes after a hamburger, you just feel like weighted down and you just feel like nasty. And
I eat red meat.
Yeah, so that's how I feel. But like if you get a slice of bacon on it, it just adds flavor. Oh, it adds just so much more flavor to it. It's delicious.
You're pathetic.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
So when are we going?
Whenever you want to go, Kim.
It's like getting dairy-free ice cream with whipped cream on it.
Like you wouldn't do it.
But anyway, no, I would.
Right.
Extra bacon, actually.
But what they are well known for, this is going to sell Josh.
Cheesecake.
Is their Mile High chocolate cake. I'm telling you what. It is the biggest slice of chocolate cake I've ever had. Hands down, the best cake I've ever eaten.
Is it chocolate on chocolate?
Yes.
I won't do that.
It's so good. And it's like so moist. Oh, it's so good.
Is it like it's not overly sweet?
No, it's not overly
rich.
Sweet. It's not overly rich. It's really good. Mm. It's hard for me to describe, but it's really good. Oh, it was so good.
So what other kind of things do they have?
They have fish and chips. Oh, yeah, they have some other types of seafood, But they do also have some like fancier type of like plates that I don't do. They did have a tenderloin. For all those non-Indiana people who still don't know what tenderloins are, because we talk about them,
they do
a lot.
Have a breaded tenderloin sandwich.
Yes,
you gotta be specific.
Yes, so they have that. They do have some nicer meals, but
there's a new restaurant in Parker.
Subway.
Somebody told me that their tenderloins were really good, so I went and got one. It was okay. Wasn't the best that I'd had for sure. It had the weirdest breading on it. It was really odd.
I'm real picky.
And my stomach hurt so bad afterwards. I thought,
what'd they do to me? Tell you my favorite restaurant is a place called Ertl Cellars. And it is a vineyard. And they make and sell wine there. And you can do wine tasting and all that. I'll have to look it up. It's been several years. I went with my dead ex. His mom introduced me to it. We used to go there for a special treat here and there. But it makes me feel like a classy old broad. I go in there and you get your little samples of their sweet wines that they have. And you get a little chicken cutlet. And it's set up real fancy.
I've only tried wine once or twice and I didn't care for it. But what I had tried also was kind of a homemade wine.
Was it just probably dry too?
It tasted like straight up vinegar.
Yeah. Some of them I'm like,
I like rosé.
You're supposed to take the socks off before you smell the grapes.
What I learned was Culver, it's a really small town, and Culver is named after the person who opened the academy there. So there is an academy called Culver Academy.
Okay.
And I drove through it, and it looks like a Hogwarts. I mean, it's a castle. It's like a huge castle. And, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I can't imagine attending there. But it's Culver Military Academy.
Oh.
And get this. So I can't imagine how much it costs to send your kids there. So they accept people between grades 9 and 12. They were founded in 1894.
Good heavens.
I know.
They've been around a while.
But it's a boarding school. So, like, we grew up poor. I can't imagine our parents sending us
is
to a boarding school.
Is it for rich kids?
Or, oh, it'd have to be because you'd have to pay for it.
Or is it for bad kids?
I mean, I imagine it's for rich kids, but it's a military school. It's a rich,
it's for rich
military.
Bad kids.
No, I think it's like if you want your kids to go like learn how to be, you know, structured and
successful.
I mean, by the looks of it, it probably costs a lot to have them go there because it looks very.
I wonder
nice.
If we could find out on the website.
God, I wish we would have went to boarding school.
It's an all boys school, too.
I know. That's why I would have thrived in a boarding school.
I bet you would have, Josh. I bet you would have.
Would have thrived.
Thrived. Now, they did open. I saw, because I was like, how? I was just thinking, like, boy, how do they get an all boys academy in 2024? Like, that just seems like, I just don't know how they do that. But then I saw that in 1971, they did open a girls school, like a girls academy at the academy. But it's like a girls version of it. But it's at the same academy. But I imagine they keep them separate.
Oh, yeah. You know? Hormonal teenagers.
But they do, on their website, I got a kick out of this because I can't relate to sending kids to military schools. But when you look at the pictures of the school, they put all the kids in military uniforms. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny to see like high school kids. Like, you know, you've seen pictures of kids in uniforms.
Babies, right? It looks like
but
Halloween
it's kids
costumes.
In military, like full military uniforms.
Right.
I just can't imagine that. We didn't have to wear uniforms at all at our school. So it's just funny to see like kids in like.
We also went to a public school.
Fingertips.
Yeah. It's funny to see like miniature military officers is what it looks like.
We had a teacher who used to stop me in the hallways when I'd wear something too gay.
How'd that work out, Josh? Did that stop you?
He got fired for sexual harassment.
Did he?
Well, my best friend is very voluptuous up top. And our senior year, she was becoming a woman and showcasing more of her God-given
talent.
Yeah. And I mean, it's high school. She wasn't wearing anything, you know, horribly undercut. But when you have large bosoms, just a little V-neck, and you have
cleavage.
And he'd like to stand over her while she was doing her math, and I'd catch him. You know, you can tell, oh, are you looking at the paper? No, mother, you're looking down her shirt. Oh, I'd call him out on it. I did not like him.
Yeah, that's
the male math teacher we had. His wife worked in the office.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well. Shame is in the advanced.
Josh, now you can tell the difference between Josh and I, because there were lots of math classes, Josh, that was at school. And Josh is like, the math teacher.
The male, the one male.
There were two math male math teachers.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, there was a geometry male math teacher and a calculus male math teacher.
Oh, by the time I was in geometry, that one had retired and mine was female. So mine was only one male. So we're both correct.
Well, I never had another male besides calculus. Oh.
There you go. He eventually got there.
He finally figured it out.
Eventually, I got around to it. I got around to it. But yeah, I had a
took
calculus,
the long way around.
He used to stop me at, like, he'd make me do the finger because I had jeans with holes in them like I do now. And he would, you know, your holes have to be below where your fingertips are. But mine were up a little higher. I was becoming a woman, too. I wanted to go off mine.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with two young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat
and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, you guys ready for my mystery?
Please.
All right, so on January 15th, 1947, were you alive at that time, Kim?
1947? No.
Look, she's still lying.
She was born in 1968.
Thank you.
I only know that because she's the same age as our mother. Right,
that's the year our mom was born.
I think we say that every episode.
We like to remind her. All right, so January 15th, 1947, when Kim was allegedly not born yet, Betty Bersinger was walking her young daughter in a stroller in a park in South Los Angeles. And that's when she saw it.
I thought you were just going to say, and that's the mystery. Thank you for
Thank you for attending our episode today. Now, at first, she thought that what she was looking at was a mannequin. It was pale and it was in pieces. But as she got closer, I just want to reiterate, here she is pushing her stroller as she's looking at this. As she gets closer, she realizes this is a person. The body was cut clean in half.
Lengthwise or sideways?
Good God, Josh.
Does it matter?
Why? I'm trying to
at
imagine.
At the waist.
Okay.
With surgical precision. And it had been completely drained of blood, which caused that pale mannequin look. The halves were placed feet apart in this vacant lot, and it looked like she was placed in a very deliberate and opposed way. The arms were raised above her shoulders, and her legs were spread in a suggestive pose.
That's bad.
There were also severe cuts on the face and on the body. And on the face, the cuts had extended from the corners of the lips all the way up to the ears, creating a smile. And the face and the rest of the body had been cleaned and washed. Now, this woman would later be identified as Elizabeth Short. And the world would know her as the Black Dahlia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was sitting here thinking, this sounds like the Black Dahlia.
Yeah. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Now, the background for Elizabeth Short is that she was born on July 29th, 1924, in Boston, Massachusetts. She was six when her father left the family, and he was presumed dead. And a little background about that, because I was like, that sounds weird. Why would just someone be presumed dead? So he owned a manufacturing business that owned like a lot of miniature golf courses. And he had a lot of his money like put up in the stock market, and when it crashed, he lost all his money. And so one day, they find his car on a bridge, and he was nowhere to be found.
And they thought he jumped.
And they thought that he jumped, and no one ever found him.
Man, it was so easy to just disappear. Yeah. Back in the, jealous. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened. They just thought that, you know, he died.
Right.
No one ever heard from him. So, okay, he died. So his wife, Elizabeth's mom, she had to go get a job, support all the kids. So at 18, Elizabeth, and again, this is in 1942, her dad sends a letter from Vallejo, California, to her, apologizing, leaving, and invites her to stay with him in California. So she goes ahead and moves out there with him. I mean, I can't imagine, like, going all those years and thinking your dad killed himself, and then all of a sudden, like, you get this letter from California, hey, I'm really sorry that I faked my own death.
So he really was alive?
Yeah, he faked his death, moved out to California, and started a whole new life.
The last thing I'd do is go live with him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, she had a lot of bronchitis and asthma problems. She had a lot of asthma attacks.
Nobody got time for that.
Right, and she had prior surgery. So she was having a lot of problems with that. And the climate that she was living in made her health a lot worse.
Moist.
And, yeah. So it was really beneficial for her to move out to that part of California to help with her health. So I think that dealt a lot with why she decided to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. That was before all the smog.
But she didn't stay with her father long because of disagreements that she was having with him. So she ended up moving out of his place and eventually...
she didn't really know him.
Right. And she eventually moved to L.A. She finds her way to L.A. Now, she works through various jobs. She has a brief engagement to Major Matthew Michael Gordon Jr. And it was really weird because Matthew had flown planes in World War II. And so he was sent off in World War II over to Europe. And while he's over there, he sends a letter back proposing to her. She accepts, but then he dies in a fatal plane crash in 1945.
People used to die a lot in plane crashes.
Well, it was World War II, so a lot of people were dying. So all of that kind of leads up to this moment of people sharing, and I guess a lot of people thought that she is then starting to be an actress. Mm-hmm. She started to want to be an actress. Now, keep in mind, she was not in any films. So there is a theory that was her inspiration.
But a lot of young girls back then.
Area that moved to L.A. But again, she hadn't had any success in it yet leading up to this point. Mm-hmm. Jokes on everyone because she does become more famous than most of the other actresses. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so going back to the events that lead up to her death. So the last day that she was seen alive was January 9th, 1947. Now, throughout this day, a lot of people do see her. And I think that's really important because we can kind of like pinpoint the different things that people say and validate on if it's accurate. So like for a while, the person who last talked to her in person was seen as a big suspect. But throughout pinpointing her exact locations, you can kind of like see if he's telling the truth or not. So the details about what Elizabeth did in the early morning, throughout the morning, and in the early afternoon isn't really clear. No one really knows what she was doing. But in the evening, she met up with Robert Manley. Now, he was the last person known that she communicated with and was with before she died. Now, he had a relationship with Elizabeth, although he was married. He picks her up from her home where she was staying there with a friend. And they both spent some time together. They ate together. And I found some reports that they had checked into a hotel in downtown L.A.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. So Manley says later that they did not stay overnight at the hotel. And I can't confirm if they like got a room at the hotel or if they were like getting cocktails at the hotel, because a lot of the articles about this whole case are very scandalous, because the whole case kind of just becomes scandalous. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was just something that was scandalous or if this was
something to sell papers.
You know? Right. Or if this really was a little fun little outing for them at the room, you know, which by all means, go do your thing. Who cares? But they didn't stay overnight at the hotel. Instead, they left the hotel and he drove her to the Biltmore Hotel, and they arrive at the hotel around 6:30 p.m. Once at the Biltmore Hotel, he drops Elizabeth off. And once she's there, he says that he was dropping her off there so she could meet her sister who was visiting from Boston. Now, later when investigators look into this, they discover that her sister was not in town, so she would not have been meeting her sister. But that's again what he says that she shared with him. Now, Elizabeth was seen in the lobby by several people for several hours. Witnesses at the hotel reported seeing her using the telephone, and they said that she was waiting for something or someone. And again, she was in there for several hours. There were reported witnesses saying later that they saw her like across the street at another facility, but no one could ever really confirm if that was her. So people just believe that this was like confirmed sightings at this location. Now, the last confirmed sighting of Elizabeth was at this Biltmore Hotel at around 10 p.m. Now, again, he dropped her off at 6:30. So 10 p.m. was the last time people see her. She was seen by patrons at the hotel along with staff, and she was seen walking out of the lobby of the hotel. And where she went or with whom is unknown. No one knows what happened once she left the hotel. And of course, after she leaves the hotel, her body is then found. So no one knows the events that led up to her leaving the hotel to when her body is found. Now, throughout the investigation, there's been over 150 suspects that were interviewed, and the LAPD did receive multiple false confessions and letters from alleged killers. The case did receive a lot of media attention, of course, and even today, podcasts continue to be made, and, you know, magazines report on it still. And it's still known as one of the most infamous unsolved murders in American history. And even in L.A. County, it's one of the oldest unsolved cases for L.A. So I think that's very interesting all in itself.
Yeah. Anytime I go online and start looking for, you know, a mystery, I'll put in, little known mysteries or whatever. They are always on all of the lists of mysteries. Yeah.
Right. Now, the case is still officially open.
Oh, wow.
And as of 2022... 2 years ago, that was the 75th anniversary of her murder.
I can't believe it's still open.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
That's just what a horrible way to go.
It is. And I think what's even more sad is like when people found out about it and it was such a horrific murder, there was at least one reporter who rushed to the scene before police arrived and was able to take photos of her.
I've seen those.
Despicable.
Yeah. So it's just crazy how you have like photos of her circulating and that has been allowed. You know, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. There's no way they could take them all down now because they're all over the place. But
yeah,
I think anybody that is a reporter that has no respect for a human.
No.
Right. It would
they
be
just
like,
want the, they it just would want be the
like,
story.
It would be like, what if Amber's picture after she died was printed on the Muncie Star Press, you know?
Undignified.
You just wouldn't want any victim to go through that.
And I have a hard enough time seeing the one that they put on there, the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because they put the picture of the car in it.
Yeah, and I think it's also sad that in some ways that her name kind of gets left out of all of the media print, too. Just
the Black Dahlia.
The Black Dahlia.
People know
her
as the Black Dahlia and not Elizabeth Short. So that's kind of a sad thing, too, I think. In the Unmasked episode, I'll discuss some of the leading suspects. There are, you know, a bunch of suspects, but I've narrowed it down to some of my favorite suspects that I think, you know, have the most things behind them that could be the most realistic suspects.
Well, Jesus, she hung around for several hours in a hotel lobby. It could have just been somebody that saw her, liked her, and followed her.
She was pretty.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could have been, you know, any...
Especially hotels. It could have been anybody from all around the world.
And what I've learned is that California, especially that area of California and the Bay Area, have a significant amount of serial killers throughout history.
Wow.
And it's because of a few reasons. One, you have a lot of people who flock there because of the warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get like an abnormal... I mean, and you also have to imagine LA County is a massive population of people. But you have like these weird people who come there and they just have weird, you know,
eccentricities.
Yeah, and they're able to blend into normal society and whoop, you know. Mm-hmm. Because she was at a hotel, someone could have been at the hotel who was from Indianapolis.
Right.
You know, so he could have done it and then whoop, flown right back to Indianapolis. Right?
No, he took that 4-hour ferry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when they look at suspects, they're mainly looking at local people.
Right.
You know, so they don't really have suspects who were from out of town. So it's kind of like, well, you know, she's hanging around at hotels. So, you know.
Was that common back then? Because to me, that sounds like she was loitering. Mm-hmm. Like she's not a guest at the hotel. Was she at least ordering something, like a drink?
I don't know. If she didn't look like a loiterer, they may not have said anything. So
I was just, that made me think. I'm like, was loitering a lot more common back? Like, could you just, I couldn't imagine just going to a hotel lobby for a few hours to hang out.
At that point in time in LA, it may have been common and you might have been able to get like cocktails and drinks.
I mean, we did that when we were in Vegas. And
hang out.
Well, that's a Vegas hotel. It's, the hotel's the least of it.
This like, is LA. Like, but this is LA.
Right. I know a lot of
this
like
is downtown LA.
Movie stuff. They do a lot of meetings in hotels, even, you know, they'll get a room.
And I've stayed in downtown LA and all of those downtown LA hotels today, you know, you can go in and hang out with people. There are seating areas. You can go get a drink and hang out with people and you can order food. So, I mean, I imagine that was the same at that point in time. But
I'm thinking, you can tell we grew up broke because I'm like, I would never go to
a hotel. No,
I would never go to a Holiday Inn and just chill in the lobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch the lot lizards come in with the truckers.
Right. I think it was definitely more common, but I think she was there for such a long time between 6:30 and 10:30. So it definitely, I think, caught people. And she was there alone. So I think people definitely noticed her.
Right.
Wonder if maybe they had somebody in there playing the piano, like a
maybe
cocktail type.
Yeah, it could have been. And it was later in the evening, so I'm sure there was a lot of people in there too, if so many people saw her.
Get a little drunk and you'll land in jail.
All right, so for my shit fire, I'm going to bring us close to home today.
Oh.
And you guys might have heard this. Mark Anthony Jones was in Marion, Indiana, walking at 6:44 a.m. on a trail near the Mississinewa River. Now, he kept a gun in his waistband for protection. Well, it started to slip, so he reached to adjust it. Well, shit far. It discharged.
Oh, no.
The bullet entered just above his penis.
Oh, oh.
And it exited his scrotum. The gun was not in a holster. To make matters worse, when he got to the ER, the nurses and doctors realized, well, shit far, he does not have a gun license. So they contacted the police, and of course, he was arrested.
What a moron.
And charged. Can you imagine? But that's how I found it because, of course, like they plaster it all over with the arrest charges.
How long ago was that?
It was a couple years ago.
Talk about living in fear. I go walking along the river all the time. I'd never imagine bringing a gun.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe if I was a woman alone.
He says it was for protection. And yeah. But.
Were you in a gang,
register the gun at the very least.
Jesus.
Or this could happen to you.
My God.
Yeah, so he was prosecuted.
Arrested.
Well, what I love is like the police have to go to the ER where he's getting, you know, treated.
Bandaged up.
Yeah, and they're like, well, sir, you're going to be going to jail tonight. Can you just imagine?
My like, heavens.
In one aspect, you feel bad for him, and in the other aspect, you're like, bless his heart.
I've had a scrotal hospital visit, and I couldn't imagine a cop coming in during that and arresting me.
And then all of your family and friends and everyone you've graduated from high school with. And
finding out about it in the paper.
Because your first name, your middle name, your last name was shared. And then now a podcast is going to share it about how you shot yourself in the genitals and how you didn't have a license to carry that gun.
Bless your heart, sir.
Next to a river where you were walking on a trail.
For protection.
Yeah.
From
all
the Bigfoots and Mothmen.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, shit far. Register
you know,
that sucker.
Ever since you've done that episode on Mothmen around my house, I'm always...
You leaving your back door unlocked now.
No, I am not. However, every time I go out at night, I'm looking.
She wanted to tickle his mothballs.
After that episode, I got served an ad on Facebook, or I got... You know how, like, sometimes they'll randomly show you things?
Mm-hmm.
It showed me the Mothman statue of his butt.
Yeah. He's got a caked up.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, quit listening to our conversations.
I've seen the one where they put a tramp stamp on him. And people leave him
that's the one I saw.
Dollar bills into his crack because it's so caked up. Mothman.
Thick. Well, I mean, like, who designed that? Who's like, you know what we should do? Let's give him a thick butt.
Better than a flat? I would have given him a tail or something.
Right.
Like,
right. It's just funny that you just look at the statue and you're like, oh my God, he has a big butt, like a thick butt.
If I was the one doing it, I would have done my butt. So, I mean, no one would know, but everyone like, yeah, they're all looking at my butt. Look at it.
I ain't never going to be able to get that stupid thing out of my head now.
I was hoping that would happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us on this episode of Mystery Inc. Come be a part of the gang at patreon.com/itsmysteryinc. You can show your Mystery Inc. pride by checking out our merch over at itsmysteryinc.com. And we're going to be in Nashville for Crime Con at the end of May.
So excited.
And we're going to be at the True Crime Podcast Festival. Or the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival.
Don't forget the paranormal.
I know. They have paranormal stuff. Kim hopefully is going to have sexual relations with a ghost. We'll find out.
Oh, please.
That's in Denver between July 12th and July 14th.
And if you're a good-looking daddy, come and you're going to be there, give me a room number.
Lord.
We'll all
he's
going to
be on that. He's going to be on the apps.
He's going to be on the apps.
Mm-hmm. I always am when we travel.
Oh, I know. Vegas goes off on Vegas, and I thought for sure he was going to get murdered.
That was one of the best nights of my life.
Really?
I got severely dehydrated the next day. But that was from Death Valley. But I still think about that Vegas man. Oh, bless his heart.
He sends me a text and he says, "I'm still alive."
You bet your butt when we were in Myrtle Beach and I saw that there was a muscle man competition in our hotel. I was like, oh, we couldn't pull up that fast enough. And then I saw they were all like 5'8".
I know. They looked big from a distance.
So tiny.
Of course, I'm 6'9", you know. And they're like, ooh.
You get up to them and it's like.
And as they walk closer, you're like. Oh my God, I want to pet him.
It was so like, I want to poke. And they hate that.
Yeah,
hate
they got it. Mad.
No, it's so disappointing.
Most of them have to, like, you know, walk a little weird. Like, oh my God. Mom's so big, I can't walk very well, you know. And then you get up close and you're like, oh, look, he's like a little chihuahua.
Look at the tiny. Good little big man, big feelings.
Two are ridiculous.
Can you do a trick for us?
See, this is why I can't be a short man.
You two are ridiculous.
They're
completely
so cute.
Ridiculous.
Little right. Pocket men.
Pocket men?
You mean back on? No, they hate me, though, because... All they want to be is a tall, you know, noticeable man. And here I am, tall, skinny, and feminine as hell. And they're like, I'd rule the world if I was your height. Sorry, 5'5".
All right, guys. We'll catch you later. We'll catch you on Unmasked.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.